What are you doing?
Nothing.
You playing the word the scramble game, aren't you?
Maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
Okay. Well, I think maybe you am. Why don't you let me play?
No, that's quite all right.
No, come on.
No, because you always spoil it for me.
But you got an empty space there. Let me try to...
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
The letters are E-L-X-E-F-R.
E-L-X-E-F-R.
Make a real word, Cliff.
F-E-L-X-E-R. That's Felxer. Felxer.
Felxer.
See, when you go to the pharmacy, you know, they have a soda fountain, and you have a lot of acid or something, and you want to get rid of it, you ask for a glass of Felxer. Which is, see, it's really soda, but it's got twice the fizz. No, wait. Okay, if you don't like that. Okay, how about this? Okay, let's see. How about E-E-L-F-X-R. E-E-L-F-X-R. Now, that would be an ill fixer. See, you bring
sure,
that
clear.
No, okay, I got another one.
No, that's all right. I've got my choices, honey. That's fine.
Okay.
How about Bell Fixer?
I'm trying to fix that up. Oh, no, look at this. Well, Mademoiselle Danielle and Crepe Suzanne.
Hi, Constable.
Rudy, Danielle, and Susan are here.
Hey, you guys, come on in. Mom, Dad, we're going to be in the kitchen for a while, so we need our privacy, okay?
Listen, if you want, your mother and I can go outside and sit in the car.
All right, Dad, whatever.
Yeah, Rudy, can I see you for a minute, please?
All right.
Yeah, I just want a kiss.
Dad, I'm not going anywhere.
But I just need a little kiss. Thank you, because I'm going to miss you.
Cliff, you're bleeding.
Yes. You have some very sharp lips.
Dad, it's not even lipstick. It's just
a little lip
gloss.
So that my lips won't...
Get chapped.
Dad, everyone in
the world
wears makeup.
But it's true.
Now, just take that and wipe it off. No. No, wipe it
Daddy,
off.
Daddy, I wiped it.
No.
Okay, I'm wiping it. Okay, now for that kissable look, poo. Oh my gosh!
What?
JT Freeze!
JT Freeze?
Does he have a new rap song out?
No, but he's got a new haircut. Rudy, did you ask your parents about the exchange club?
Not yet.
Why not?
My parents will never let me go to a 16-year-old dance club, even if their future son-in-law, JT Freeze, is there.
But you've got to. You could be the lucky winner of the Happy Birthday Dance with JT. Brought to you by...
Dana! WUVV, the station that loves you!
Also brought to you by Blim Away Medicated Pads. When your face breaks out, Blim Away kicks in. Hello! All right, so Rudy, are you going to get permission or what?
Well, what did you tell your parents?
That I was going to a teen Bible study group.
They believed that?
They wanted to believe it, Rudy. Rudy, I just told my dad that my mom said yes. She's on a meditation retreat, so he can't check with her. He even said he'd drive us both ways. Come on, Rudy, you just have to be creative. And if it helps, JT really likes mature, assertive women.
Right.
X-E-L-F-E-R. Zelfer. You see, the X takes on a Z sound. Zelfer. Zelfer is a military base in Mexico. And I'm surprised that the Pentagon has allowed this kind of information to be included in a word game.
The word is reflex, darling. It was reflex 45 minutes ago, and it's reflex now.
Okay, if that's the one you want to put in, we're fine.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hello, Rudy.
How you doing?
Fine.
Okay.
Susan and Danielle are going to a real special event tomorrow night, and they invited me to come.
Oh?
It's a place in the village on 14th Street off Union Square. It's called The Exchange. The Cultural Exchange. It's a teen Bible club, and there's going to be guest speaker from a retreat there.
Just to help me clarify, what is this place?
It's a place where people come from many lands to exchange culture. You know, culture like the museums and opera.
And the Bible, too.
Naturally. And Susan's father would be driving us both ways.
Well, it sounds like everything's on the up and up. How about you, Claire?
Sounds okay to me.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm pretty sure you're going to get a yes on this, but just give us a little bit of time to think it over.
Okay?
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice talking. I'm tired, honey. Please. I'm so tired, I'm too tired to answer the doorbell. Would you please?
You're too tired to fix it, too.
I've been doing all right.
Too tired. Lance!
Good evening, Mrs. Huxtable. Dr.
Hey,
Huxtable.
What do you say? Pam? Charmaine?
Yes, sir?
Smooth Groove is here. All right.
Hey, you got a new doorbell, huh?
Yeah.
So the jazz fusion happening.
Have a sit down. I want to ask you a question, man. Do you know of a club called the Cultural Exchange Club?
No, I know a club called the Exchange.
Rudy says it's on 14th Street off of Union Square.
Yeah, but that's the block, but that's the Exchange.
Well, does it have anything to do with culture?
No.
The museum?
No.
Opera?
No.
Bible study?
Bible, no, no.
Well, what is the Exchange Club?
It's just this whack club.
A what?
It's whack. You know, that means it's, like, ridiculous. It's this little nothing club where, like, you're supposed to be 16 to get in. Mm-hmm. But the little junior high school kids, they dress up, try to look older, you know, and they let them in, too. But, you know, I mean, basically, they just good kids. They trying to sneak out on their parents, and they just... Oh. I ain't in this.
Well, you are now.
Hey, Lance.
Come on, let's go. I hate to miss the opening credits.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, y'all. Your little cousin is about to socially self-destruct.
What?
Rudy is going to the Exchange.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
When?
No, no, you don't have to talk loud about it. He's going there tomorrow.
I can't let this happen to my cousin.
Now, let me ask you, this is a club, is there any alcohol there?
No. It's just a bunch of lame old head dudes that hang out there.
Old heads?
You know, dudes pushing what, 19, 20?
Yeah. I mean, these guys hang out there because they can't swing with their own peers, and they prefer the challenge of 13-year-olds.
Let me ask you all a question. Is it possible that you all could take tomorrow and go down to the club and do a little surveillance work for us?
Yes, sir. I'm there.
Count me in.
Well, we would be more than happy to cover your expenses.
Oh, no, that's okay, Mrs. Huxtable. I mean, you know, just knowing we're helping you out, that's enough.
Well, no, that's very true. However, what with the cost of admissions, disguises, surveillance beverages, and cab fare, the evening could become quite prohibitive.
What kind of disguises do you plan to use?
Well, disguises so we won't be recognized as old heads. I don't want nobody to mistake me for a bird of prey.
I accept what you're saying. And what Mrs. Huxtable and I would love to do is we would love to treat you to a sort of pre-surveillance dinner.
All right. Yeah. Keep our energy up.
Yes. And may I suggest a little post-surveillance debriefing dessert?
Okay. We will cover that. And I do want you to know, Lance, Sir Lance, that no matter what this evening costs us, Mrs. Huxtable and I will always be in debt to you.
Dr. Huxtable, you have no idea. Good night.
ID. They won't ask for ID as long as we look 16.
How do I look? Do I look 16? How do I look?
You guys, please calm down. You're stressing me out. I'm gonna break out. It's a good thing we have our complimentary Blemoy travel kits.
Look, there's Rudy.
Bet. You don't want her to recognize us?
Oh, man, it's hot out here.
Who picked out that stupid disguise? A simple hat would have been enough.
No way, baby. I'm not taking any chances tonight. And stop calling me Lance. My name is Trevor.
JT Freeze is gonna be here, the titan of all 12-year-olds. I can skip that.
All right, here's the game plan. If the young ladies should split up, I suggest we go man to man. And if anybody should hit on them, Charmaine, you the power forward, I want you to set a pick. I'm going to move baseline with my guy and post him up. Pam, I want you to backdoor the junior varsities, all right?
Lance, you are giving us your old basketball plays.
Baby, basketball plays are life's plays. Now, right.
How do I look? Oh, good evening.
Hold on to your ticket stubs, ladies. You could have the winning number for the birthday dance with JT Freeze.
What can I get you to drink, ladies?
I'm not thirsty. Me either. I'm driving tonight.
We don't serve alcohol here.
Well, when did that start?
That was when we opened. Charmaine, what are they up to?
They're embarrassing themselves.
What are they doing?
Standing there with bad makeup jobs. I've been doing all I can to hold myself back. Lance, give me something nice and cool to drink.
No, I can't do that, baby. These prices is whack. They charge up to $5 a pop for a cola and a plastic glass. I can go down to the corner store for that price and get you a whole liter.
Well, while you're down there, give me a snack cake, too.
Baby, I'm talking in theory. You know I can't leave my post.
Well, Lance, do something. I'm parched.
All right. Hey, barkeep, give me a round of waters for everybody and pour one for yourself, B.
Excuse me, my fair lady, but do you know CPR?
Why do you ask?
Because your beauty just may stop my heart.
You've got to be kidding.
No, baby, the only thing I got to be is by your side.
Fly away.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall of your life.
Looky here, I asked you to go away.
I'll go away. But the memory of you shall linger in my soul forever. Excuse me, my fair lady. But do you know CPR?
Look, there he is. Oh my gosh. Guys, have to calm down. Remember, he's like, mature.
girls.
Look at them. They're mauling him.
That's so déclassé. Let's go over.
No. Let him find us.
Excuse me, my fair ladies. Have I just won a triple crown of beauty or what?
What?
I said you once, twice, three times the ladies. Shall we throw caution to the wind and dare ourselves to dance?
What?
Do y'all want to dance?
Well, which one of us?
Baby, I don't care.
We all dance together.
Right.
We come as a package deal. Yeah.
Three fine mice. Let's see how they dance.
Lance, what are they doing?
They dancing with that CPR fool. It look like dancing. So, I mean, what's your diagnosis?
Oh, I called the vet on that ham.
Oh, excuse me.
No problem. Mine.
Yo, send the lovelies. I'm over here.
Excuse me, mom. But me couldn't help noticing your down steps. You give lessons.
Hey, yo, I can show you later. Right now, man, I got three fish to fry.
They're too small. You better throw them back, you know.
To the game warden?
That's right, and they're in my custody. And before you try dancing with them three, these two want to cut in.
No problem, man. Look, you keep that side of the club. I work with this side. Excuse me!
May I have your attention, please? I'd like to introduce our guest of honor, our own homeboy, the master of rap disaster, the emperor of emotion, Mr. J.T. Free.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for coming to my party. I appreciate your help to celebrate. So I'm pulling out the ticket with the girl of my dreams. Take a look at the numbers and control your screams. The first is one and oh, sweet heaven. The next is five and the last is four. I thought it was seven.
No, my brother, it's four. The winner is 154.
And Charmaine, they stole our man.
Go get him, girl. Go on, homie. Oh my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. They're coming this way. Oh my gosh, calm down. Oh my gosh.
Rudy, Danielle, Susan, I'd like you all to meet J.T. Free.
Hello.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Haircut. Nice.
Thanks.
Rudy, Danielle, Susan, so fine. I'll always remember this birthday of mine.
Excuse me, but I think you got a spider on your face. Oh, I'm sorry. That's your eyelash. Is it all right?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm assertive. Happy birthday. I'm assertive.
I'm telling you, I only danced with him because of the contest. You know how competitive I am.
Is that why you kept yelling, I'm Mrs. Freeze, I'm Mrs. Freeze?
What you talking about, Charmaine? Knocking over 13-year-olds to get to the man. Thank God you lost your grip on the man's hood ornament, or the limo driver would have ran you over.
I was just checking his tire pressure.
Rudy, there's a note here that says there's an important message for you on the answering machine.
Oh, but
none of my friends asking how tonight went.
Rudy, this is your father. I'm going to bed, but before I do...
Tell her I'm tired, Cliff. I'm tired of 13-year-olds.
Well, your mother's tired, Rudy. And I'm tired. And what you did is tired. But we understand your desire to be with older people. In fact, we feel you should spend more time with older people. So, you and your friends will spend every Saturday for the next 6 months volunteering at the Ellen P. Bartow Retirement Home. Good night, Rudy.
So, I mean, you took the man's wristwatch?
Well, it fell off on his way out.
I was there, Charmaine. He flung it at you to save his arm.
Look, I'll send it back to him tomorrow.
No, that's all right. I live closer to the post office. I'll send it back to him tomorrow.
No, I will give it back to him tonight because JT's bodyguard told me they was going to be lamping at the Palomino.
The Palomino?
Yippee-ki-yay, let's ride!
My fair ladies!